I'm a little scared, but also excited.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
Oh, okay.
A little scared. All right. Should we kick the show off?
I think we should.
Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee-deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria, and this is Season 4, Episode 13 of Sticky Pickles, Life Sucks, and Profile Pic. And I'm on tenterhooks, please. Please put me out of my misery.
Yes, well, you see, listeners, we have a special guest, and Maria doesn't know who it is. Do you want to say hello?
Oh, no.
It is my wonderful co-host from Smashing Security, hello. Mr. Graham Cluley.
It's not my mother.
Welcome.
Can I come out of the cupboard now? I've been stuck in here for about 20 minutes trying to hide from Maria.
Hi, Graham.
Hi, Maria. How lovely to chat to you again.
Yes, it's been a week. Yeah.
Now, the second surprise, Maria, is I'm taking a back seat and putting my feet up and just commenting, and Graham is presenting the first story.
Exciting.
Oh, my goodness. I've never done this before. This is quite disturbing.
I can't wait.
Disturbing.
Having to present a pickle to you, the experts in picklitis.
Yes, well, we look forward to it. So this is his title, Life Sucks. I have no idea what he's prepped.
Regale us, Graham, with chums, or start that way, or whatever, no. You know.
Okay, now, chums. Oh, here is my pickle. Actually, it's your pickle, because you are a very hard worker. For years, you've been beavering away in the family business, which was founded by your father 60 years ago.
Oh, so you being the listener, or you being...
It'd be nice to have a name.
All right. Consider your name either to be Carol or Maria. I want you to put yourself in the shoes of this person, right?
Okay.
This is breaking protocol within 10 seconds.
We'll allow it. You invited him on. This is what happens.
I know.
This is what it's going to be like. Okay, so now your father... is an incredible man, was an incredible man, still is maybe an incredible man. He built the firm's vacuum cleaner business up from nothing, nada.
Mm.
60 years ago, he was walking door to door, flogging vacuum cleaners, convincing people that dustpans and brushes weren't good enough, that it was no use trying to suck dirt up, you know, with your mouth, that kind of thing.
Smart guy.
We did in those days before vacuums.
Yeah, just licked the floor.
We just went on the floor and
went... He licked the floor or beating carpets. He made this incredible vacuum cleaner. And he also was quite good at marketing as well. He would customize the cleaners to have funny faces on them, you know, make them look like... It was extraordinary.
Wow.
He even used to do the TV adverts back in the day.
Oh, local television?
Mm. In fact, the name Sydney Suckywell...
No. That cannot be the name.
Oh, I didn't mention that, did I? He actually changed the family's surname for marketing reasons. So you are now the Suckywells. Rather than naming the product after his surname... Well.
Yeah,
he changed his surname to reflect the product because he thought that would be a great bit of marketing. Genius.
Is it okay that I present myself if Sicuel or just, you know, just change the intonation slightly? Or would he get annoyed by that?
I think the name is so well known, everyone will just think we don't know how to pronounce it. It's Sicuel.
Sicuel. Weya.
So the name is synonymous with vacuum cleaners, was for many, many years. It was, in fact, for a while, the number one in the world.
Wow. Right. Well done, Dad.
Yes.
That all changed 25 years ago.
Oh.
And since then, things haven't been going so well because that flipping bastard, James Dyson, with his bagless vacuum cleaner came along.
Oh.
charging a fortune, cutting costs by manufacturing in Singapore. All these trendy designers, they say, oh yes, you will pay them hundreds and hundreds of pence more. R&D.
Ooh, someone did some research.
Yeah. This is the level of research we never bring to the show, Graham. So
right.
Thank you.
Right. So the Sucuwells remained a family business supporting the UK economy. It didn't outsource its manufacturing. It didn't clear off to another country, right?
It used well-known British manufacturing know-how.
Exactly.
Yes.
Renowned around the world.
Mm. Would you say the Sucuwells are a dynasty family?
Well, they're not Alexis Carrington. They're not.
Oh, wow.
They're not Kate O'Mara. In a way, yes. In a way, they are, because Sidney Sucuwell, he's now 79 years old.
Bless.
Right? And he only have had the one child, which is you. You're the only one remaining. And to be honest, you're a little bit annoyed with your father because you have been running the business really well. You've had your little bit of the business and you've been working so hard, beavering away for 30-odd years.
We brought it into the internet age. We've made an e-commerce website for the Sucuwells.
Yeah, and your dad, he took his eye off the ball. He started investing a lot of money into some pretty crazy schemes. He saw what James Dyson
Bitcoin.
Did. And he thought, well, maybe I can do something like that. And so while you were working hard, trying to keep the vacuum cleaner business afloat against really tough competition, your father, was taking money from the firm looking for new ventures. He was doing things like invisibility cloaks. Didn't work.
What do you mean invisibility cloaks?
Exactly, Carole. To you and I, this seems crazy. And you were really annoyed. But your dad was going a bit too lally.
But how does it help with vacuums? So you can vacuum.
It doesn't at all. It doesn't at all. That's the whole point. Why couldn't he have just remained focused on vacuum cleaners instead? And not invisibility cloaks, not anti-gravity platforms, and certainly not deconstipators. Because thinking he could apply the Sucuwell technology to help with constipation was just a disaster. Wait, it was a PR disaster.
This is taking sorry diarrhea a bit too far, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think Dad needs a medical evaluation, and maybe we need power of attorney set up, because this is not boding well for his mental state. No.
And let's not forget that was, of course, how he lost his wife. So,
what?
When he was doing the prototypes. Anyway, he's
dear
also
old mom
been...
exploded by a vacuum up the rectum.
He's also sometimes
rectum,
been
and near killed him. Anyways.
He's also sometimes been a little bit politically incorrect with things he said in the media.
Of his list of sins, that's where we're going. Okay,
yes.
Exploded mom with a vacuum. But
oh, no, now I hate him.
He has soiled the brand, you know,
he changed our name to suck off whatever. Suck someone off. Suck them
suck
well.
You,
don't lick
Dyson.
Dirt. Yeah,
don't lick dirt. Oh,
in many ways, you wish your dad had retired long, long ago. And you've taken the reins. He's certainly old enough. He's now 79 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take over the reins, try to recover the business. And your dad's big 80th birthday is, well, it's imminent, isn't it? He's about to celebrate his 80th birthday. You're going to be there chowing away with all the staff, singing happy birthday. It's going to be a big party on Saturday, the 80th anniversary of his birth.
Right.
And you're thinking about all this. And how long your dad is going to be running the show, and you know whether he'll finally announce his retirement at the
You think he would spring it on everybody as a surprise? He wouldn't
Well,
tell his
maybe
kid first.
He will. Maybe at his birthday party tomorrow, he will announce he's going to retire.
Okay.
And you're wondering this when the phone rings.
You're taking me on a journey, Graham. All right, let's go.
Yeah, I know. My feet are up. I'm having a great time.
And it's a bit dark. It's the hospital.
Uh-oh.
Because
did mom die again?
No.
Mom's back from death.
Okay.
Mom's woken up.
We sucked her back to life.
Yeah, she's a zombie now.
She's put the motor in reverse.
Oh, and, yep.
Yeah. Well, no, your dad has fallen gravely ill. Very, very ill. Rather ill. Not well at all. He is in hospital. He is in intensive care.
Oh.
And, you know, according to the doctor, this could be it. So you race in because you're the only living relative, right?
Yeah.
Also, it's our dad.
And it's your dad.
It's about exactly. to die.
Even if he's a bit crazy and a little bit politically incorrect. And
again, that's the biggest important thing, the political correctness. It's not the fact that he was hoovering shit out of people's asses with the prototype.
So there you are on one side of the hospital bed and dad's there, beep, beep.
Oh, this is beep. Awful. Graham, come on.
On the other side is Larry.
Did I tell you it was a comedy show?
Now, on the other side is Larry, right? Now, Larry is the concierge, you know what I mean, from the
concierge?
Godfather. No, not the concierge.
Conciliary.
That.
Yes.
He handles all of dad's legal affairs, right?
He's dad's guy.
He hands yeah. over a bundle of papers. He says, look, I'm sorry to have to do this, but we need to get a few things signed, he says. And he's sort of leaning on you.
Going to make dad. You an offer you can't refuse.
Are you serious? The guy is 80 and he's not done all his paperwork yet?
There's a little bit. Well, there's things that come up all the time. There's things that come up all of the time.
Right.
Regarding the business. And mm-hmm. so he has a sheet of papers and he's asking you to sign them on your dad's chest. And so you have to.
Oh, you have to sign them.
You've got to sign them because your dad is knocked out. Your dad is virtually dead.
And why use a table when his chest is right there? Absolutely. Okay.
Right. There isn't one. This is a specialist hospital without tables. And
Our Lady of No Tables Hospital, Catholic Hospital.
Yeah. You're looking through this bunch of papers and you notice one which is already, Larry says, oh, your dad already signed that. He signed that. I don't know what, that just fell into my folder by accident. I shouldn't have even put that
there. It says the lawyer. The conciliary.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He says that. And you say, well, what is that? And you say, oh, it's your dad's life assurance policy. In 1975, he says, your dad, he had the foresight to, when business was good, to take out a life assurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And it's actually, he said, you know, it's funny, he says, because if your dad dies before he's 80 years old, you stand to get $100 million. But if he lives to his 80th birthday, you don't get anything. It's a funny old thing, but that's how life assurance works. Anyway, says Larry, I'm off.
Here's this very dense pillow just sitting here and there's no one around. Also, the switch to the morphine drip, you can turn it up or down, by the way.
There's a button on the bed. There's a button on the bed that just puts spikes upwards. Right?
No judgment, by the way.
Toodles.
Here is your sticky pickle.
Do you kill your dad?
What are you going to do?
I get out my pocket vacuum cleaner.
the mini sucky well.
And be like, Dad, this is for Mom.
Do you collect him in the little mini vacuum cleaner completely? Because it's really got solid suction, right?
It's true. It is
Dyson.
It is a sucky well.
Guys, you're going to get $100 million. You could fix the company with that money, right? You've worked.
To hell with the company. I'm going to early retire and go live
It's 11 o'clock at night. You've got one hour.
Jesus.
What are you going to do?
I'm definitely going to murder my father. That sounds like a really tricky situation. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking too. I'm going through my handbag. I'm wondering if dental floss will work.
Maybe as a garrote, yeah.
Yeah, I have a metal file that's about 2 inches long. Maybe I could stab him with that. My father, for the money, Graham.
Maria had the idea of the morphine drip. What about...
Oh, good.
Could you accidentally tread on the oxygen pipe, maybe, and just be a little bit heavy on that?
Saw it off gently.
Pinch it, or there's, you know. So are you both going to kill your father?
No. I know it's crazy to you, Graham. I know you've set this up to be so perfect with this huge carrot, right? This huge 100 million pounds, but I think... Maria and I can't speak for Maria. Maria could be a cool...
I don't murder my dad.
Hang on. How about trying to wake your dad and pose the problem to him, right? Because he's always been a very pragmatic businessman. And let him suggest...
Oh, yeah, he's been doing really well with his constipator.
Maybe he will have a moment of clarity now. Maybe if you say, look, dad, you're on the way out, mate. you've only got 45 minutes. Would you mind if I just sped it up a bit?
Or Dad, could you just sign here and say that I get the money even if you live past 80, maybe?
Oh, I think you'd have to take out a new life. I don't think the life insurance people,
yeah,
they wouldn't be very happy you taking out a new policy on your deathbed and honouring it.
Yeah.
I don't think that would work. I mean, really, he's got to go by
midnight. Yeah, of all the details in this story, that one's ironclad. So yeah. Definitely cannot mess with insurance. That's the one thing.
Yeah. Hey, I thought it was his legacy. Like, what insurer insures him for $100 million? Where is he getting
his insurance?
He took
out a life insurance policy when he was all flush with cash.
$100 million?
Yes, yes.
Wait, this is what we're getting stuck on. Of all the parts of the story, this.
See what it feels like, Maria?
Fair.
Oh God. Man. Okay, so we don't kill our dad.
If you don't kill your dad, the business may go to pot. Everyone may lose their jobs.
If you kill your dad, all that money is going to go into therapy bills so you can sleep at night. So maybe...
Graham, are you trying to judge whether you should kill me and take over Smashing Security completely? Is that what's going on here?
I'm staying out of this. Don't murder my co-host, Graham, okay?
Holy.
Well, yeah. I'm surprised. He was sometimes politically incorrect. I mean,
Well, that tears it. Dad's gotta die.
What about if you were to, I don't know, maybe there's a sexy nurse or something and you could give her some money to come in and sort of shimmy around or something, or give him a bed bath, which might...
Okay, Maria, tell us. About profile pic.
Wait, are we hoping that he would get like a shock boner and die from like low blood pressure?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just to be clear that's a thing that we're thinking is actually possible.
Graham, so you're killing your dad in this instance. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's not me. It's not me in this pickle. It's you.
But if you, what would you do?
I come to you for advice. Yeah.
We call you up, Graham. We call you up from the hospital bed. You're the only person whose advice we trust for some stupid reason.
Yeah.
What should we do?
We're like, you know what? You know us, the sucky wells, you know, the D.
I'll tell you what I can't tell you what I would do. I'll tell you what I definitely wouldn't do. I definitely wouldn't announce what I was planning to do on a podcast in advance. So I think I'll wait until the situation arises.
Not admissible evidence. Okay, got it.
Yeah, okay.
Court date, later date, got it. Okay.
Onwards. Graham, why don't you bring Maria in, Graham? Why don't you, her title is Profile Pick.
What do I have to say? What do I have to say? Oh, hey, so Maria, I imagine you've got a sticky pickle for us. Tell us all about Profile Pick.
Yes, nobody dies in mine, or allegedly maybe dies.
Thank
or is murdered.
God.
Yeah. okay, I got to follow up that one with something that feels very pedestrian. And
if it's losing socks, I'm out of here. This is the end.
Losing socks. No, it's very first world problems, though. Very first word problem. So
they exist.
Yeah, they do. So I admittedly, this is just, this one bothers me so much. So Liam is married to his dear wife, Suze. They're newly married. They're like a year into marriage, right? Mm-hmm. Liam is a total moron with technology. Okay. He, despite his youth, he's one of the youths. He just doesn't get cell phones, doesn't get computer, internet, anything. He just doesn't get it. So he's always a person dropping his stuff and not knowing how things work. And whenever he's trying to show his friends like a photo on his phone, they're all like, how do you have malware on an iPhone? Like, why are there weird pop? How did you manage this?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah. We all know somebody like this, right?
Yep.
I certainly do.
Yep. We sure do, Carl.
It's Graham. Now, this lack of tech savviness is annoying to his wife, Suze, to no end, not because she's a tech nerd or anything. She's just a normal person with normal tech literacy. But she's just like, how does somebody who's 28 not know how to use an iPhone? Like, how is this? What generation are you really from? This doesn't make any sense. So Liam, up until pretty recently, actually had one of those flip phones.
I love it. They're coming back, Liam. They're coming back.
Yeah. Because he was like, listen, a smartphone is just too complicated for me, and all I need to do is make a phone call. Like, don't even ask me to text. I can't do it.
It's like a Star Trek communicator, isn't it? If you can sort of flick it. And
yeah, totally sexy.
Yeah.
A forge to the deck, to the bridge.
To the sucky well deck. Oh, no. So Suze, for Liam's 29th birthday, gets Liam his very first iPhone, like top of the line. It has like 8 cameras on it or whatever they look like now. I mean, it looks like a spider on the back. I don't know. These new iPhones are terrifying. Yep. And she's like, honey, I'm doing you a favor. I'm welcoming you into the most recent century. We all have these things called iPhones now. Please use this. And Liam's like, okay, hon, I will do my best, but this is a lot. And
How do I open it?
Yeah, like where's the buttons on this thing? How do I make a phone call? It's painful for Suze, but she knows what she signed herself up for. A few months elapse since Liam's 29th birthday. They are meeting, Liam and Suze are meeting up with their friends at the local bar, as they often do. Just, you know, it's Friday night and they're all like, hey, let's meet up. And a bunch of Liam's friends are there. It's the Liam friend group tonight. And Suze, after a few drinks, at some point gets Liam's phone in her hand because she's like, Liam went to the bathroom, and Suze is like, I'm going to snoop through Liam's phone because that's the kind of person that I am. And she
So he goes to the loo, leaves his phone behind. She just goes, I'm just going to have a sneaky peeky.
Maybe just to see how well he's using the phone. Has he managed to install any apps? Maybe she's thinking she can be helpful.
She wants it. She's going to take a peek because Liam doesn't even know the first rule of smartphones is you always take it with you to the bathroom so you can scroll on the toilet. That is like the first thing everybody should know. He doesn't even know that. That's how not tech literate he is. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not to take photographs for ratemypoo.com.
Yeah. Or for the sucky wells.
No.
Right.
No. It's definitely not that, Graham. Definitely not the thing you mentioned. Yeah.
Links in the show notes.
Oh! Thank God we don't do show notes yet. So Suze is poking through and scrolling. She's sort of chuckling, and that's what she's seeing. She's going, how is he so bad at this? And then suddenly she gets real quiet and looks real annoyed, and she notices the contacts list on Liam's phone. So Liam ported all of his contacts over from his flip phone. So these are people that he has known for a real long time in there.
Oh yeah, my phone's like that too. I swear I only talked to about 10% of the numbers I have in my phone.
I think I talked to 3 people total on my contact list, and I've got hundreds of people on there. I don't even know why. And I'm just like I'm going to sit through and go through all this. I'm not doing that. I don't know.
I'm the same as you, Maria. We are so similar.
I know. It's weird, huh? And
so good.
So Suze is scrolling from the top of the contact list. And one of the first names that comes up is April.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Suze knows who April is. April is Liam's ex.
The hussy. The tart.
There's
the
nothing.
The slut.
No. Well,
whoa.
No. Wow. Okay, that was some projection, but okay.
So April is Liam's ex,
yes.
And Suze is freaking out. It's like, why is she still on his phone?
Quite right.
Not for that reason. She's freaking out because she notices that all of the contacts. Okay, this is going to get a little iPhone-y, so I'm going to take you on a journey.
So excited.
I know. This is the tech portion of our podcast. In the iPhone, I think probably Androids are exactly the same at this point, I would imagine. You have a contact card, and often you can assign a photo to that contact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So most of Liam's contacts in his list are blank. They just have like an initial where the contact photo should be. But April's has a photo.
Oh.
And it is of her face and her boobs. Very, very prominently cleavaged, boobily cleavaging towards the camera.
This is the second story about boobs.
It's
in
a week. It's a boob podcast today.
Yeah. You're boobalicious.
Breastily boobalicious. Yeah, okay. and Suze is like, well, that's really odd. Why is she the only person I can see so far who has a profile photo, and why is it that?
Why does he have to look at her tits every time they Or do they talk?
Why does she have two bald, short men standing in front of her?
Yeah, that's clearly the reason. Yeah, because as far as Suze knows, Liam and April haven't talked in a long time. So she's like, that's really odd. Where is that coming from? Mm-hmm. And she goes, you know, out of curiosity, she scrolls down A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S to Suze. I had to sing the alphabet. You're welcome.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's a good reminder for all our listeners how it works.
In case you have forgotten how the English alphabet works. There is a picture of herself. She's really relieved. She's wondering what nice photo, maybe from their wedding.
Yeah.
Or like one their engagement photo shoot. They have all, you know, all those fancy, expensive photo shoots that Suze has paid for. Would you like to guess what the photo of Suze is that Liam has in his phone?
Is it of an Afghan hound?
Okay, so it's not of an Afghan hound.
Is it of a cartoon character?
No. It is.
Is it? Oh, hang on. We can work this out. Is it
a piece
cockroach?
Of toast? Is it a piece of toast?
Is it?
No, it is of Suze. It is actually of Suze.
Oh, okay.
Halloween. Yeah, dressed up at Halloween.
No, it's
is
of
it the
Suze.
Time she hurt her back and she was on the loo and she's doing a plop.
Giving birth? No, she hasn't done that.
Oh, giving birth? That's romantic. Oh,
No. Nothing. She doesn't have any kids, hasn't given birth. Not on the toilet, but interesting guess, Graham.
Using the suck you well?
Not getting sucked well, no.
Is it a sexy pic? Is it a sort of a, what do they call it? A porny sort of...
A naughty pic?
No. A boudoir photo? No. It's of Suze... blackout drunk at her last birthday with her mouth wide open because she is snoring and drooling. Her hair is all disheveled. She looks like she got into a fist fight, but she didn't. She's just that blackout drunk. Just looks an absolute freaking wreck.
Interesting choice.
She looks like roadkill.
Roadkill.
Beautiful.
Yes. That was Suze's reaction as well. So as you might imagine, as Liam saunters back a little tipsily to his table, hey, everybody, what's going on? How's it going? Suze is holding his phone up as Liam walks back. He's like, you need to explain this one, sweetheart.
I love how, does she use sweetheart with a bit of acid, though?
Yeah.
Or is she like, hey, munchkin.
Hey, sweetie. Hey, squishy pies or whatever. I'm trying to think of weird. Smoothie was one I heard on a show that was just free. It was like, why would smoothie be your pet name for your partner?
What, high smoothie?
Yeah, smoothie.
My husband calls me. So there you go.
Oh, well, now we know your security question for like half the websites you use. Thanks, Curl.
Shit!
Suze poses the obvious question to Liam, why is there a photo of April like that? And why is the photo of me like that? Blah, 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 blah. It doesn't even matter what Liam says because you know that she won't believe a word of it. So I'm not even going to dignify it with a response. But here's the stickiest pickles.
Okay, ready. I'm ready.
So
I'm ready.
You are one of the friends at the table. Your name is Jake, okay? You've known Liam for a really, really, really long time. Like before he ever knew Suze, Jake has been in Liam's life, okay? Jake knows something that Suze doesn't, and that is that Liam has been cheating on her.
Liam did what? Sorry, I missed that. Well, Liam did what?
Liam has been cheating on his wife Suze with April, the ex.
Oh, no.
So Suze is asking Liam what the deal is. Liam is doing it's just whatever, however it populated. I don't even know how that happened. I don't know how this stuff works.
Yeah, skating on thin ice, tap dance.
Yeah. And... well, what would you do in Jake's situation? Because there's a bit of a sticky situation for Jake.
The first thing I might think of it is, has Suze got a life assurance policy?
Not yet, no.
Not yet. Okay. That's ruled out a couple of options.
Yeah. Okay, Graham, maybe we should go through some of the options here. So Jake could do the hand movement of, you know, the screwing hand movement and do that to
What's
Sue.
What does that mean?
So assume that Jake is more on Liam's side than Suze's because he's known Jake. Jake has known Liam a long, long time.
I feel like we're not being given a free ride here. Maria is trying to direct our decisions here.
Okay. I will say nothing. You guys tell me what should happen here. Okay.
Okay. Okay, honestly, what I would actually do, so I've just thought about this. What would I do? Would I back him up? Would I dump him in it? No, of course I wouldn't. I would cause a distraction.
Smoke bomb!
Mini vacuum cleaner.
I would pretend to be choking on some bit of food or something, collapse on the table, maybe bulge my eyes out.
Good one, yeah.
Something like that, and just sort of start shaking or something. That's what a true friend would do without actually dropping you in. And maybe
so you're going to fake a seizure, basically.
After the medical incident, maybe Suze will have forgotten all about this.
You don't think that she's going to stick with it and be like, so anyway, now that your friend got the piece of steak dislodged from his throat, what's the deal?
Okay, here's what I would do. No, I see, I'm not Suze. I want to be Suze in this.
And for the record, Suze doesn't necessarily, I don't know for sure, but she doesn't necessarily think that Liam's cheating on her, but she's going, this is weird.
Of course.
This is weird. What is this? So she's not, she hasn't.
Jake could pretend that he changed the photos because Liam wouldn't know how.
That's an interesting.
And that he did it as a practical joke.
That is an interesting idea.
Oh, wow.
It's still covering for him. It's still a little bit uncomfortable.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, lying. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
I think I would just say, hey, another round? Anyone want a round? Anyone want a round? Because I'm at the pub, right? I'm not talking at
so we're hope. So I've heard two suggestions that we're hoping that distraction will work on an adult and be like, look over there. And then everybody's just going to forget.
It often works. Trust
me. That is true. That is very true.
Okay, no, but if I were Suze, I would be obviously really upset about that too. Right? I would also
Jump to conclusions and be like, oh, this is clearly a sign something bad is going on? Or is this just like someone's just being stupid?
I think she is asking me in this instance.
Graham!
I think in my current sitch, right? And I imagine they're married happily, all this as far as she knows.
Yeah, yes.
This would be a pretty interesting flag because there's nothing wrong in it. I think, do I know April?
No, you've never, I've never met her or anything. No.
Yeah,
but you're familiar with her boobs.
Well, now you are, yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I try to be cool with ex-girlfriends, really.
Yeah.
With, like, my husband went down to London once to meet one of his ex-girlfriends and was gone for, like, 8 hours.
No, kidding.
So, yeah, funny. But, yeah, no, you know, who knows what happened, right? Who knows? But maybe I'll just take this bit out.
Whoa,
Coralie. Okay.
No, that's all right. I mean, they were friends before. They might be friends
exactly.
now as well.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
I wouldn't, if I was Suze, I would not assume that they're having an affair or something like that. I think I'd find it slightly disrespectful. And I'd think, hey, squelchy poops, wiggle bottom, how come you've chosen such a horrible photo for me? Can I show you how to choose a better photo?
Aww. Can I be Liam? Can I be Liam in this?
Yes.
This reminds me so much of you, honey pants. Squishy squooch. We had such a lovely night that night. It was so fun.
Yeah.
You were hilarious.
That sound you were making was just otherworldly. I thought you were summoning Sulu, but...
Hang on a moment. Can you not on an iPhone... You said it's an iPhone, didn't you? Can you not in the address book click on whatever her name's... April's name is, and it will show you how many times you've called them recently, like the call history. So if there's... lots of contact, that will show up.
Yes, Suze hasn't gotten that far because she has no reason to think of that yet. I mean, the seed has now been planted.
You know what I would do? Do you know what I would do? I would grab the phone, snatch it, run to the bathroom, lock the door, call April.
Wow.
From his phone.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
Just to see how she answers. Because she goes, oh my God, honey, I love you so much. Thank you so much for calling. I thought you were out with your stupid wife.
Ooh.
Right? I'd be like, boom.
Yeah, that would get you.
But if she just went, who's this? Right?
Yeah, yeah. New phone, who dis? Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is that when Suze is sort of gently ribbing / starting to really grill Liam about this profile pic thing, the other friends at the table, minus Jake, are basically going, whoa, Suze, you're being super weird and controlling about this. Like, lay off the man. It's not, like, they don't know. what Jake knows. But they're coming to Liam's aid and going, you're being so weird and over-controlling and overbearing. Like chill.
You know, that's a very interesting thing. I meant to bring that up. Mm. It's interesting that she's airing this publicly in front of his friend group.
She has no reason to think that there's anything really, really underneath all this aside from like, well, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a little weird.
But I think it's kind of personal, right? Like, I don't know. I don't think I would do it. If I was Sue's in that situation and I had, like, my husband had a shit picture of his phone and a fucking fabulous one of his ex, and I noticed it because I was snooping through his phone, I'd be like, red flag, we're in serious trouble. We're going to have some, you know, we're going to have some words.
Mm.
And I would probably say, you know what, I'm not feeling well. I'm going to go home. You stay later.
Interesting.
And then figure out. What would you do, Maria?
If I was Sue's, I wouldn't air it publicly. I would definitely file that in the back of my mind, but I would not say anything even when I got home. I would literally just hang on to that and be like, let me look around, see what else I can find before I start freaking out here.
Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you, Clue?
The thing with me is if I put myself into this situation, I just think, well, are there any good photographs of me, to be honest?
Yeah. You go through your own phone and go, oh, yeah, no, I look like shit everywhere.
Yeah, it's like I look horrible everywhere. So, you know, fair enough. You know, that probably was the best way of me.
There are no good photos. I'm drunk and passed out in every single one. That's just my normal state. In fact, I look that way right now.
In honor of our guest, Graham, I think I would suggest that Sue does a picture with two bald men in front of her, literally. Right? And gets one done, a kind of mock one done, looking a little bit April-y, and then sending it over to my husband.
That would be so funny. That would be super funny. Oh my goodness. I like your conclusion to the story the best. So let's just leave it there.
Boom. Okay, well, look, that's it for this episode and indeed this season of Sticky Pickles. Graham, thank you.
Thanks, Graham.
Oh, it's lovely to be here. Thank you very much.
What a lovely surprise.
Aww.
That just about wraps up the show for this week.
Shush. Can you imagine if a guest did that on our show? You'd fucking knock him out.
That's it for Sticky Pickles. Oh, goodness.
If we made you smile, you know what to do. Reach out and review.
And get in touch with us on social media. Yes, even between seasons. We're watching. We're reading. Get in touch. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. Anything else, including back episodes you might have missed, you can find on stickypickles.com.
Do you all ready?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What are we going to do in all this downtime? And when are we thinking we're going to come back?
Oh, well, that is going to be remain to be seen because we have a few things we're doing, Maria. You know, you are about to bike 200 miles. Plug your sponsorship now.
Oh, yeah. I forgot I was doing that today. I am doing a charity ride for cancer research called the Pan Mass Challenge in August.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, and I'm training really, 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 really hard for that. And a lot of Smashing Security listeners came through and helped me with my fundraising, and I'm really appreciative. So if Sticky Pickles fans want to help me out with that, I'd love y'all forever. I already do. To do that, you can go to bit.ly/MariaPMC with that all in lowercase. It'll take you to my fundraising page. I have to raise $6,000, and thus far I've got about 1,000 raised, so please. Any amount would help a lot, and it all 100% goes to the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, which does a lot of work with children's cancers, so I don't get any of this money. It goes straight to helping kids with cancer. So,
yeah, you better not show up with a boob job next season.
If I got a boob job, it would be breast reduction, for the record. So, two bald men. Yeah, anyway. No.
Eating cherries.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, Maria's amazing. Dig deep and give because she is working so hard.
bit.ly/MariaPMC, all lowercase. You'll find it. Yes.
And I'm going to be doing my first art show. So news on that when we get back.
Yay! Yes. So we'll post our expected return on Twitter and Instagram so you guys can know when to queue us up. We won't be gone super long.
Yeah. Maybe there'll be a treat in between. So
just maybe. You know. So keep us in your little podcast app and maybe we'll surprise you.
Graham, thank you again. You were an interesting guest.
You're all right.
It's my
words fail me when I try and describe how amazing I think you are.
Aww.
Cheerio. Bye-bye.